power games. The Democrats have won a powerful symbolic vote in the U.S. House, for they have added a measure to the Defense Supplemental Budget Bill, which sets a date certain that U.S. troops will withdraw from Iraq. President George W. Bush immediately announced that he would veto the supplemental if it passed the Senate and came to his desk. Across America, Democrats were patting each other on the back, and Republicans were grumbling about pork ladled into the supplemental for non-military purposes. The corporate media immediately launched into its lockstep chorus of a battle between the Congress and the President. "We were on the brink of a constitutional crisis," headlines warned. Yet who won and who lost? The bill, even if not vetoed, ensures more war, more death, and more occupation for at least 17 more months. It sets the date for withdrawal at September 2008. If Bush suckers the Democrats into passing it in both houses of Congress and sending it to his desk and signs it, then it means the Republicans can go into the general elections in 2008 with Iraq, if not off the table, at least no longer festering with the losses of the daily carnage that is Iraq. A date certain for withdrawal that lies about a year and a half into the future means that the Democrats now not only own the war, they become politically responsible for extending it and ending it well. This no American politician can guarantee, Democrat, Republican, Green, or Socialist. It is not within their power. It is a measure of the myopia of the corporate media that the battle of words in Washington is seen as more volatile than the battles of bullets and bombs. No matter what America does, only more and more disaster looms on the Iraqi horizon. True anti-war folks win nothing but another illusion of peace. It is but the latest war game in which more young lives, American and Iraqi, are tossed onto the funeral pyres of history. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.